did, yes, sir, by using a coat hanger to unzip it.
Now, hey, see if you found the binocular tape there, Inspector Zachary.
Yes, sir.
Couple of cans of beer, split beer.
Yes, sir.
Find those in there?
I did.
Skate. Garment is wrapped up. I believe that's a t-shirt, Inspector Zachary.
Yes, sir.
Pair of undershorts.
Yes, sir.
Pair of knots.
Yes, sir.
Pasteboard box looks like the knots that came in.
Yes, sir.
That in the inspection.
Yes,
airbrush?
Yes.
There's a transistor radio. Was that in there, Inspector?
Yes, it was.
Air pliers and a hammer?
Yes.
A paper bag. Was that in the bundle, Inspector, in the plastic bag? Newspaper, commercial appeal, Inspector Zachary, was that in
there? Yes.
Inspector, what did you do with the plastic zipper bag at Dick Wall?
I turned it and the contents, with the exception of the t-shirt and shorts, over to the FBI sometime around 10 p.m. that night.
Is that up there in your office, Inspector?
Yes.
And you recall with Mr. Jensen of the FBI?
He was, yes.
Those objects were turned over to them, is that correct?
Yes.
It's a push. Inspector, were they in the zipper bag?
No, sir, I believe they were in the pasteboard bag with the rifle.
With the rifle?
Yes.
Purpose of turning these, the objects that you've identified here over to the FBI with sent to Washington for his examination, Inspector Zachary.
That's correct, yes.
May come down, Inspector Zachary. Thank you very much, sir. Robert Jensen, right?
I did.
And as a result of the recall what, if anything, did you do, Mr. Jensen?
I called my Washington headquarters to advise them of the information which I had received, and then subsequently dispatched men to assist in the investigation.
All right. Now, Mr. Jensen, you dispatched two agents to enter into this investigation. At what time on that day would you say, sir?
Probably around 6:30.
All right. Now, Jensen, I'll ask you if you recall where you were at 10 p.m. on that day.
Yes, sir. I was in the Memphis Police Department.
I'll ask you if anything was turned over to you in your official capacity on that day at that time by the Memphis Police Department.
Yes, certain evidence was turned over to me that night.
I'm going to ask you, Mr. Jensen, to look at the green spread here. It's the pliers and the hammers, it's a rifle. It's the shading articles, binoculars, beer cans, newspapers, T-shirts. The transistor radio over there. I'll ask you if those objects were turned over to you by Inspector Zachary and Memphis Police.
Yes, they were.
And the purpose of that was what?
In order that I could send them to our laboratory for examination.
And did you do that, Mr.
Yes,
Jensen?
I did.
And can you tell us briefly how that was done?
Yes. The evidence was taken over to my office, was personally wrapped under my supervision. When all the material was wrapped, I dispatched an agent to Washington to physically carry the material to the laboratory.
Now, Mr. Jensen, you continue to make an investigation in your capacity in this killing of Dr. King.
Yes, we did.
And I'll ask you on the next date, April 5th, if you instructed your men to make a canvas of the hotels and motels in Shelby County.
Yes, I did.
As a result of that, was any evidence uncovered?
Yes, sir. We found a registration card at the Rebel Motel.
And the name on that registration card was what?
Eric S. Galt.
Did you find that this Eric S. Galt was driving a Mustang, white Mustang automobile?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, Mr. Jensen, I guess you were coordinating the FBI part of the investigation, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And in regards to the rifle, did that direct the FBI to any area in our country?
Yes, sir, it did.
And to where?
Well, first to the manufacturer, and then we determined that based on the numbers appearing on the rifle that it had been sent to a distributor in Birmingham, Alabama, and subsequently sold at the Air and Marine Supply Company.
Were you looking for Eric S. Galt, Birmingham, Alabama at that time?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, Mr. Jensen, I'll ask you if your investigation led you to Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, it did.
The Mustang automobile recovered there?
Yes, it was. It was recovered on the 11th of April.
After the automobile was recovered, Mr. Jensen, did you find stickers on it to indicate that it had been in Mexico?
Yes, it did. There were stickers on it.
The investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation extended into Mexico?
It did.
Now, I'm going to ask you, Mr. Jensen, the pliers and the hammer that were shown to Inspector Zachary and to you, did that lead the FBI to any area of the country?
It led us to Los Angeles, California.
Did you find where they had been sold out there?
We found a hardware store that maintained comparable items, yes, sir.
And the name of that, if you can recall?
Ramage, R-A-M-A-G-E, is the best of my recollection.
The T-shirt charge, did that lead the FBI to any area of our country?
Yes, sir, the West Coast.
And did you find where the laundry marks were made from out there?
Also in Los Angeles.
The FBI's investigation extended into Canada, Mr. Jensen?
Yes, sir.
Did the FBI's investigation extend into Portugal and England?
Yes, sir, it did.
Did the investigation made by the FBI culminate in the arrest of James Earl Ray?
Yes, it did.
That's all. I thank you very much, Mr. Jensen. You may come down.
before I take a recess.
Ready for the jury, or do you want to do some more shooting and shifting?
Oh, sir, I think we're ready.
You think you're ready?
See here.